Welcome to Conrad's Corner. Jim Brooks is a local poet from Dayton on the staff at Chaminade High School. Here is his explaining baseball. I take a Spanish girl to a Reds game, walk her around the stadium to show her all the angles. With every pitch, I tell her, these apparently loitering outfielders must act like drag racers revving their engines before the light turns green 150 pitches a game, so they can charge that blooper over the second baseman's head or snag a line drive before it hits the gap. There's a runner on first, I explain, and he's hovering like a dragonfly in a manner of speaking, daring and daunting, sticking out his tongue. He wants to steal second base. Not literally, of course. Just occupy it for a little while until he makes his way home. Not home as in casa. Home plate is that five-sided rubber piece everyone fusses over. Look at the third baseman playing in and protecting the line like it's his first-born son. The versatile shortstop must backhand a ball to his right and throw from a pirouette or else dive for a grounder up the middle and flip backhand to the second baseman. They have to turn the double play without flinching while steel spikes fly up at them. The real drama, I tell her, is between the pitcher and the batter. Coaches flash secret signs between spits of tobacco juice. Catchers hang fingers before their well-protected crotches to signify fastball, curve, slider, changeup, and where exactly to send it. Pausing, faking, tilting, moments of truth all over the place. You know the constant motion of soccer, I say, but baseball is always nervous, edgy, something waiting to happen. True baseball fans are like fishermen who know the big one is about to strike. If they turn away, they will lose the sacred moment. She doesn't give a damn about any of it, but she likes the $6 beer. Jim Brooks, explaining baseball. Thanks for listening.